You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday's edition of the podcast where we've got some excellent racing to look ahead to on Thursday, particularly the meeting at Huntingdon, which is very much the standout in the UK. A chance for us to see the Supreme Novice hurdle favourite in the shape of Angel's Breath as well on the card at Huntingdon. So good action there. That very much the feature meeting on Thursday, but it's supported by cards at Doncaster and Foss Lass over the obstacles. Racing in the evening at Chelmsford City on the all weather. There's also racing at Thurles and Maidan as well. So a busy day of racing on Thursday. Hopefully you can join us for all the action here on Racing Radio. We'll be live from 1:30 on Thursday afternoon. Sam Norris here, joined in the studio on this edition by Leona Mayer. Leona, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, looking forward to today's and tomorrow's racing, actually.
Yeah, you've been keeping busy. It feels like I've seen a lot of you in William Hill Towers recently.
Yeah, you have, yeah. Well, all the schedules got changed, didn't they? So I'm Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so I'm banging out the shifts this week.
Right, okay.
And then off for the rest of the week. You'll be pleased to hear you haven't got to see me tomorrow.
Any big plans for the rest of the week? There's usually a holiday around the corner.
No holidays. Same old horse riding, hunting, et cetera, so... Just horses, more horses.
I know you're on the podcast quite recently. Any update on the horse at home?
Yeah, he's getting there now. He's cantering away, and we did some trotting poles on the ground. We tried to, but he just kept cantering through them because he was so excited. But he's getting there. I would hope he should be eventing perhaps the end of April, May, maybe. But I've got a friend who's got a few hunters that have been hunting for her, and she's actually said, you know, you're welcome to event them if you want. So I may have two or three to event this year. So. Everybody on social media is going to get bombarded with hopefully my eventing pictures and good results, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully so. Could potentially be a string of horses.
Yes, well, that'd be good,
to go to war with.
Hopefully winners as well.
Indeed. Around this time of year, we start to see a few horses going to the sales, and very often these are more of the low-key sales, but there's been a horse that has caught the attention of one or two people over the last couple of weeks. The Racing Post article described it, as I think, as having gone under the radar, but it's certainly not under the radar anymore. And this is the fact that Connections of Too Darn Hot have parted with no fewer than 200,000 guineas for an 87-rated horse to be the lead horse for Too Darn Hot. You've worked up close and personal with racehorses more than I have in my life, Leona. So you'll be able to provide more insight into this, because to me, 200,000 guineas is a hell of a lot to splash on a lead horse. As good as Too Darn Hot is and his credentials for the classics this season, understand all that, but this is an 87-rated horse that they've spent 200 grand on. How much of a positive move is this going to be for Too Darn Hot?
Yeah, 200 grand is probably too much. Well, 200,000 guineas is too much for that specific horse on what we've seen so far. But we know that's not why they've bought. What's it called? Whitlock. Just looking there, I forgot his name. I think, obviously, we talk about, you know, horse all the time, and I think it's all right from a gambling, punting point of view, but obviously horses have personalities. Some horses are more settled than others, some aren't. Obviously, we all know how, obviously, Andrew Lloyd Webber is so close to his own horses, as his wife. They've bred a lot of them, haven't they? They do mean a lot to them, and obviously Too Darn Hot, I think, is very precious to them, you know, as a child, you would say.
Yes.
You know, and they want Too Darn Hot to be as happy as he possibly can, as settled as he possibly can, and to get him to the race and to the race course in the best possible state and frame of mind, etc. And I think what they're trying to do is, yes, they've overpaid for the horse, but that isn't what we've, you know, what we or they are focused on. It's to have a horse that will basically be Too Darn Hot's best friend. He will always be with him. He'll go out with him. He'll go in with him. Hopefully, I'd have to assume, I bet you he's probably stabled next to him at the yard. I would think they will probably try, I would think, I could be wrong, and either use Whitlock as some kind of lead in a race if they can get him in, or they'll just take him to the races and try and run him on a different race on the card. So they may even go to the meetings together. They'll be stabled next to each other at the yard. They may get, you know, they'll go in the horse box together. Because I think it's just a case of Too Darn Hot. they're trying to keep him as calm as possible and as happy and as comfortable as possible. And that could well be from finding a friend. You know, we see these funny videos on social media of racehorses that have goats as stable companions. That kind of, and that's it's exactly the same thing, isn't it? It's comfort for the horse. Because some horses, in general, like people, are much more settled than others. Some like other people or other horses. Some don't. You know, some racehorses are hilarious that they're so solitary that you ride and put them back in the stable and they go to the back of the box. You know, they don't want to know. They don't want to be fussed. And then others, like my horse, they like dogs. You know, they follow you around. They want attention all the time. So I would think they're just trying to do their best to have Too Darn Hot as settled and as happy as he can be. And yes, they've paid a lot of money for Whitlock. You know, hopefully they do, you know, run him in races and he does get a chance to win some more races. Hopefully that will be the case. And hopefully it works out good because obviously Too Darn Hot's very precious to them. And I'll look forward to seeing him again.
Yeah, certainly an eye raising amount. But it's an interesting point that you make in terms of horses and being with other horses. I remember an incident at Wolverhampton. Probably going back a good few months now, but a horse making its debut, just had a horrible time going into the starting stalls. We ended up with something like a 45-minute delay because the horse was just so on edge, on his toes, out the back of the starting stalls. No one could go near him. The delay went on for ages and ages and ages, and the only time that they could resolve the delay after 20 different humans trying to calm the horse down, they brought the stablemate who was running in the next race, and as soon as the stablemate was there, it was a completely different arena for the horse.
Yeah, I know. And
which was quite incredible to see that.
And it does sound ridiculous, but people really don't get it, you know, and they are very smart. Like, talking to Wolverhampton, when I was back in my racing days, I think it's called Kyne Craigie. I won a race on him in the end. He never won other than the one time that I won on him. And I finished second on him the time before. But I don't know whether it was when I won on him when I was second. I'm pretty sure it was when he was second. He veered out after the line towards the stable yard because they know, you know, as in they know where the shoot is. Yes. They know where they come out. Well, obviously, Wolverhampton straight after the line on the right is the shoot where they come out. Well, they also know that the stable yard's back there. So that's when they say you see horses, you know, they just randomly veer off. 99% of the time jumping on flat is because that's where the stables are, and they know that that's where they've came from or that's where the other horses are. You know, it is bonkers. They're very clever, and as you say, some horses are a lot easier than others. Some horses sweat up a lot, some don't. I think, but you know, we'll see with Too Darn Hot when we next see him as well, you know, see how he is. We often see horses as well that people will say, oh, you know, it's really sweated up. But of course, if they always sweat up and they still run well or they still win, it obviously doesn't affect them. It's when they don't normally sweat or they're not normally whinnying or, you know, they're out of themselves. Yes. Some horses have, you know, a fractious character and some don't.
Well, fingers crossed, it works out for connections of Too Darn Hot.
For that kind of money.
Yes, indeed. And looking forward to seeing that horse later on in the season, and hopefully having the lead horse with him at home and at the track is only going to help Too Darn Hot. We'll turn our attention on to matters a little bit closer at hand. Got a couple of races picked out on Thursday, starting at Huntingdon, where it's a good day of racing at Huntingdon. The feature race on the card is the Sydney Banks Memorial Novices Hurdle, being won by some reasonably good horses in the past. Vindication won this last year. Keeper Hill, a former winner of the race as well. This year's renewal features Angel's Breath, who is currently the Antipodes favourite for the Supreme Novices Hurdle at Cheltenham come March time. Angel's Breath obviously only had the one run in the UK. That was in a Grade 2, one of the trials for the Supreme itself at Ascot. And you couldn't help but be impressed by the horse. Nicky Henderson's getting another run into it now ahead of the Supreme. It's got the likes of Anytime Will Do and Emmy Tom, who are both unbeaten to beat. But both of those horses are stepping up markedly in class. Got a horse in the shape of Angel's Breath, who's already done it in Grade 2 company and is favourite for probably the leading 2 mile novices hurdle of the year. It's a real treat to see a horse like this on a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, I don't think you need me to say anything now. You've said everything they say. No, as you say, I think Angel's Breath, the one thing to take from it, straight into a Grade 2. There was never any doubt of, in theory, of how good he was. Well, yes, he won a point-to-point in Ireland by 12 lengths. How many horses do we see winning point-to-points? They pay good money for them and then they're useless.
Yes.
Because the point-to-point is very difficult. You know, I've seen horses winning point-to-points over here, Chaddersley Call, but, you know, good, what we would call good point-to-point tracks in good races, and then they run under rules and they're not very good because the quality is just not there. So clearly for Angel's Breath, he won a point-to-point in Ireland by 12. Great. They then, obviously, connections had him. I think the thing to note is he must have worked over some real good horses at home for Nicky to then think, you know what, let's not mess about. Straight into a Grade 2 Ascot. Obviously won that very well. He was well supported as well. He was a short enough price favourite, wasn't he, for a horse we've never even seen.
Yep.
Really pitched in at the deep end. He'll obviously be off to Cheltenham for sure, I would think, if he wins this, which I'm assuming that he should do with ease, hopefully. There's a lot expected from him, but so far so good. You know, he hasn't done anything wrong. We've seen him twice. Once in a point to point, won well. Once under rules, won well. Not done anything wrong. You know, his jumpings look nice. I don't think there's anything to worry about with Angel's Breath. That's the one thing. Obviously, horses come unstuck, you know, and that happens. But if barring any incidents, I should think Angel's Breath will be an easy winner of that Sydney Banks.
Yes, and as you were saying, interesting that he went into a Grade 2 on debut, given that there's no shortage of good horses to work in with home.
Well, that's my point.
If you can get a really good gauge.
If he's worked all over something very good and the good horse has either recently ran well or ran well afterwards, it's like, well, the good horse wasn't having a bad day, or he's worked over three or four good horses, it's like, you know what, he's pretty good, isn't he? Which clearly Connections have seen that. They haven't messed about. They've wanted to get going with Angel's Breath. And as you say, though, to be fair as well, whether he's had issues, because obviously he's five now, we've only seen him under rules once. So he's either, he was big, or he hadn't filled his frame, but they've not rushed him up until that stage. So then I think they've thought, right, he's ready. Let's pitch him in at the deep end. And clearly looked like the right choice, didn't it?
Yes, indeed. Angel's Breath to win again at Huntingdon in that 2 o'clock en route to the Supreme. I'm going to go to Maidan for our second race with the 340, which is the feature on their card on Thursday. The UAE 2,000 guineas on the dirt over a mile for this one. Seeing as I stole all the all the thoughts from you in the last race, you can
You
can take the lead on this one.
Had some more, didn't I? I think the one thing for this was I was in here on the 10th of Jan for that the UAE 2000 Guineas trial when Walking Thunder absolutely bolted up. And I literally mean, the jockey just sat completely still. It was a very, very easy victory, wasn't it? We hadn't seen that much of Walking Thunder either. So he's only had three starts. All of them obviously have been at Maidan, one over seven, and the last two have been over this course and distance. He's won very easily. I did quite fancy Walking Thunder when I watched the race, but it's one of them, from a smaller train and not so well known, and you think, how good are these horses? He was unbelievable. He was drawn 13-13 as well, so worst draw he could have had. Didn't make any difference at all, given a great ride by the jockey. And I really do think that I'm surprised Walking Thunder's probably, he's going to be pretty short, even though he's coming from a very good not very well-known trainer. But from what we've seen on form, it's hard, for me, it was hard to look anywhere else in the race, which I guess is what other people have done, and that's where the prices come from. But yeah, I think Walking Thunder, hopefully, A, should be an easy winner of the 2,000 guineas, and B, a winner for a smaller, less known trainer, which would be nice.
Yes, obviously, Doug Watson's got a horse in the race, Sidebin Soror as well.
That's my point. If they had quite a good horse in there, it'd probably be favourite just based on that. The same with Angel's Breath and Nicky Anderson. I was in here yesterday on the TV. Nicky Anderson had a horse running at short price. I napped against it, and the horse that I'd gone with, beat it. And the Nicky Anderson horse wasn't very good. And it's one of them, in some ways, it's a bit cruel on the horses because so much is expected of them from Connections. You know, if you come from Nicky Anderson, if you come from John Joe O'Neill, if you come from Alan King, the bigger yards, if it's a little bit of money, everyone thinks, oh, it must be good. Yes. Someone knows something. Pile loads of money on. They finish fourth or fifth. They probably ran well if they're inexperienced, and everyone thinks, oh, it's useless. They do get hyped up perhaps when the form isn't quite there or we haven't seen enough of them. Well, obviously, Walking Thunder's the complete opposite, completely under the radar. When he ran his second race at Maidan, he was 6-5 short price favourites on that occasion. Did it well, and then still was as big as, I think he was 4-1, 100-30. Which it was well overpriced for the form that we'd seen. But that's, I think, based on Connections and based on the trainer, people were looking at the bigger trainers with the bigger strings. I think Walking Thunder's the one here in the 340 at Maidan. So I'm looking forward to watching that as well.
Yeah, great to see Conor Beasley getting some opportunities out in Maidan as well, who obviously will be riding this horse tomorrow, and that'll be a big, big winner for him. Walking Thunder then in the 340 goes with Angel's Breath in the 2 o'clock. Hope you can join us on Racing Radio for all of the action. Don't forget you can watch all of those Maidan races live and for free on William Hill's Betting TV on Thursday. That's live at 8 a.m. free to watch Greyhound Racing alongside the action from the UAE and also the best of the US horse racing as well on Betting TV. Leona, thank you for that. Pleasure as always.
Thank you. Yeah, very good. And as you say, everybody, keep a lookout for, I'm assuming on some of the racing channels and stuff, I would hope there will be footage, won't there? And I should think ITV or whatever, of Too Darn Hot with that lead horse. So do keep a lookout for that. It'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Indeed. Thank you, Leona, and good luck.
Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.